It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The Republican National Convention is in full swing in Tampa, Florida. It's expected that Mitt Romney will be confirmed as the Republican nominee for president today. More than 100 Michigan delegates are attending the RNC, and Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody is also in Tampa covering the event. Steve, hello.
Good afternoon.
So obviously the presidential race is at the core of the convention, but what themes and messages are emerging?
Well, the primary focus for a lot of the delegates is obviously get Mitt Romney elected. The secondary goal is to keep Barack Obama from being reelected. But when you get away from just the simple politics, the main thrust of what the delegates are most concerned about is jobs. They say the economy and bringing more jobs to Michigan is their primary concern.
Steve, who's in the Michigan delegation to the convention?
The delegation is made up of quite a few different kinds of people. We have Governor Snyder, for example, who's heading the delegation. You also have Attorney General Bill Schuette. But you also have longtime political operatives and people who are businessmen and others who represent the different values and different groups that make up the Republican Party in Michigan.
And is there anything coming out of this convention that's important for Michigan specifically? You mentioned jobs, but anything else?
The delegation is primarily focused on the economy and primarily focused on getting a Republican administration in Washington and bolstering that administration with more support from Michigan Republicans, i.e. they would love to get Pete Hoekstra elected over Debbie Stabenow in November. So, you know, that is their primary thrust. It truly is about winning in November and then focusing on what they believe will create jobs in Michigan.
Are you getting a sense that Michigan could be a bigger player in the presidential election than previously expected?
Well, the Republicans here insist that it is a swing state and that it will play a pivotal role. Now, of course, others cite different polls that show that there's a much wider gap in Michigan than there are in other swing states. But, for example, this morning, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was talking to the Michigan delegation, and he said that Michigan is what, as he described it, a state of consequence, which means it is a swing state, that if Michigan does turn out and vote for Mitt Romney, that would put Mitt Romney over the top as president. And he said it's up to the people in that room, the Michigan delegation, to make sure that they do get out the Republican vote. He said this morning that you don't want to wake up the next day and find out that Mitt Romney fell one percentage point short in Michigan, and that cost him the election.
Now, Michigan was penalized for holding an early presidential primary, and that resulted in the loss of half of its delegates. But what does that really mean?
Michigan and Florida are two examples of what happens to states when they violate the rules. Florida also moved up its primary in violation of national party rules. Florida is also being penalized by losing its delegates, losing half of its delegates. But that's where the similarities change a little bit. Michigan, because it is viewed as possibly a swing state and also because of its ties to Mitt Romney, has been given on the floor an incredible front row seat. They are literally right in front of the podium where all the speeches will be delivered. They also are in one of the best hotels here in Tampa. They literally can walk from their hotel straight into the convention center. The Florida delegates, meanwhile, are off to the side on the convention floor. They have a two-hour bus ride from their hotel to get to the convention center. So they have to start to the convention center in the morning to make it for the session during the day, and they won't get home until well after midnight when the convention's over.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody is covering the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. Steve, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.